Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Bitachin Shir number 39. We're in the fifth parak of the Chayvus Halvav Shara Bitachin. We're talking about seven differences between a Baiteach and a not a Baiteach regarding earning a living and doing Hishtadlus. We talked about the first two reasons in the last year, of the reason number three. The third difference, Vashlishi, the third difference between a Baiteach, a trusting person, and a non-trusting person is Ki HaBaiteach Belikim, one who trusts in Hashem, then Yisasek B'Sibbos, even if he's utilizing means to earn a living, or watching his health, or ensuring his safety to accomplish something, Lo Yismaich B'Libay Aleihem. He does not rely on them. In other words, he locks his door, but he doesn't rely on the lock. Rather, he thinks about the pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Chizak B'Richei Sharayich, Hashem strengthens the locks of your gates, Beirach Bonayich B'Kibech, and He is the one who blesses your children in your midst, which means that without Hashem, your locks are worthless. Yes, you're locking the door, but it's not the lock that's protecting you. Even the mezuzah, I would say, and mezuzah is a shmirah, and the place can talk about this, and the mefarshim should talk about it. You have to be maimon that a mezuzah is a shmirah, but you're doing the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to be maimon in that koyach of shmirah as well, but it's all Hashem. He doesn't get any harm or benefit from what he's doing, the bulti ritzayin akeh, without the will of Hashem. Yes, you have to do everything that you're appropriate to do. So you do lock your door. And you have to put in an alarm system. You put an alarm system. Put in gate in your windows. You put gates in your windows. But you're not relying on them. He uses them to choose to serve Hashem. That He commanded us to engage in the world, to develop and provide for it. So if you're a tailor, then your tafkid is to serve the world by supplying the people with these beautiful clothing and mending them and taking care of them. If you're a grocer or baker, you're supplying the world with food. If you're in real estate, you're supplying people with apartments and homes. Why are you doing all of this? Because Hashem told you to do this. So whatever you're doing for your livelihood, consider it an avodas Hashem. Not because you're relying on your work to support yourself or your family. Hashem is the one that is giving you the help that you need. And you're doing it out of service of Hashem. That's the Baal B'Tochen. If these means bring about a benefit or save him from harm, he will thank Hashem alone. So if you follow physical exercise, and there's a book, My Body's Keeper by Michael Kaufman, talking about the mitzvah of doing this. You exercise, and you follow your advice of doing a healthy life. You're grateful with Hashem for the resulting good health. You should continue to do those things, the running, the jogging, the exercising, because Hashem expects you to do them, but not because of the benefits associated with them. Hashem is the one who is giving you the success. So it's important. Sometimes I try to remember to do this before exercising or working out. I'm saying I want to be mekayem the mitzvah of Ushmartem Esnaf Sheisechem. I want to watch my health. And he does not become more enamored by these activities or overly enthusiastic about them because he's doing it not for himself, because it's avodas Hashem. He does not have confidence on these things intrinsically. Rather, his trust in Hashem grows stronger. His mind relies on Hashem, independent of the means of success. So it's Hashem who wants him to succeed. You're following the advice, you're doing your pu'ulas, but Hashem wants you to succeed. When things are going well and your health is preserved and you're making a living and your safety is being maintained, what do? You're more and more grateful to Hashem. Doesn't mean you have to take these necessary precautions and go overboard with your shtadlus. And a Baal B'Tochen, if these things don't work, for example, you watched your health as best as you could and Hashem made you catch a cold or you're not well. Okay, catching a cold is in your hands, the Chazal say, but let's talk about it ill and other types of illness. Or you're doing your shtadlus and still you're struggling. Know that his health and his livelihood will come to him when Hashem wants him to have it. In whichever way Hashem wishes it, even the way you don't expect. He does not become disgusted or tired because of this. He does not stop engaging in serving Hashem. So don't say, if, as an example, you were exercising and you meant your kavanah was l'shem shemayim and you watched your health and you were eating healthy things and you got ill anyway. Don't say, okay, I'll stop taking care of my health. Or I'll stop working because I see my efforts didn't matter. No, you don't do that. Because that you, because this assumes that your means of earning a livelihood was the issue. Don't abandon those lines. Keep on going. Now, this is the one who has betachen. What about the one that lacks betachen? Vasha einoy b'teach b'lekim, a person who does not trust in Hashem. Misasik b'sibas lebetchani aleim, he utilizes means that is available to him because of his confidence in those acts itself. Like he trusts the lock itself. He trusts the security system itself. He trusts his own brain and his own abilities itself. He trusts his own exercise regimen and vitamins itself, without going to the source of, which is Hashem, who gives you this health. Shema Yilas, I say, he has confidence that they will help. These sibais will help. And these sibais, these cool things, remove harm from him. It doesn't mean you don't take vitamins, as an example. You need vitamin C or your iron is low. You take vitamin C and take your iron, whatever it is. But don't have confidence in that itself. If these are means to help him, yishkach. He will forget Hashem. And he will thank, yishabech Hashem, rather. The person will praise this vitamin or this thing. That I chose this. And he won't consider anything else. He's convinced that these are things that help him and nothing else is able to help him. And he's happy about his right choices in his business, b'tzad himself. And in therapy also, by the way, when you have methods of therapy that the methods are helping you, it's Hashem helping you through these methods. Then ein mayilas lo, and if he has what he chose does not help him, yaniach hayisam, he abandons him, v'yamasim, and disgusted by it, v'yashav chetzei mehem, he loses his interest. In other words, he'll say, I'm not going to work anymore. I can't make a living anyway. Working is not for me. Wrong attitude. Or I won't bother taking care of my health. I'm ill anyway. Wrong attitude. In other words, a person, chalila, even if they have a serious illness, you know, sometimes if it's 20 degrees outside and chalila, someone's going through a difficult thing and going through, let's say, chemotherapy and all this, and they sometimes say to themselves, like, okay, so why did I put a cold coat on outside? I'm very sick anyway. I'm not well. So why watch my health in my own ways? No, you get a mitzvah every time you put on a coat and protect yourself from the cold. Every time you eat something healthy, if you do it for Avodas Hashem, you don't abandon it. He sacrificed his net and burns Keteris to his fishing line, meaning that this pasuk is going on a successful fisherman who's so pleased with his fishing equipment that he kisses it, he worships it, he's slave to the means he's employing. He's not a Eved Hashem anymore. So you could see from what we just discussed just now that so far that betachin is not, you know, that we have to recognize it's not an easy thing. Betachin is a strong avoda. Why? Because you have to do all the things you're expected to do. So that looks very natural. You're going with, you know, what would give you those results. But at the same time, the results are in Hashem, and you're trusting only Hashem to make them work. So even though, yes, you go to sleep on time, and yes, you exercise regularly, and yes, you eat only the right foods, and yes, you refrain from overeating, and yes, you brush your teeth to avoid cavities and floss your teeth, and you're doing all these things that are necessary for your health, and you should be doing these things. But you need to know that Hashem is the one who is giving you the results, not these things. So that's why betachin is not easy to acquire. If you don't brush your teeth and rely on Hashem, no cavities, and that's betachin, you know, then it's easier in a way. But over here, it's different because you have to brush your teeth and you have to floss and you have to put on a coat when it's cold and you have to work for a living, but you rely on Hashem. So you have to really work on this. So this is very, very important. So the Gemara is full of advice. And the Rambam and Tzadikim on advice on how to give Mary health and making a living. There's some Rebbes and Rabbonim and Rosh Hashivs that are wise, business-wise, and they give good business advice. But even as they're giving that business advice, you recognize it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is giving you the achilis, the ability to do everything you're doing. So that's a very, very important insight. So we got to the third difference today, where the how you react to your success, that a Baal B'tochein, if the means don't help him, he does not get discouraged. He does them anyway, but because of Hashem. And when things are going well, he thanks Hashem for it. And he trusts Hashem. And when he do so, that is the paradox of the B'tochein Shtadlis thing, that even when you're doing the Shtadlis, you lock the door, you're not putting faith in the lock. You're putting faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you still have to lock that door. That is the guideline of this Hishtadlis and doing it and recognizing Hashem is the source of your success. Bracha v'atzlacha.